Hello, my name is Kim Jarvis, and I'm a member of Canada Life's Technical Services team. In this podcast, we will consider the order of taxation where a client has more than one source of income. Normally, clients will have different sources of income: non-savings, non-dividend income, savings income, which includes international and UK bond gains, and dividend income. Non-savings income includes employment and self-employment income, pensions income, and rental income. As you know, every individual is entitled to a personal allowance each tax year, and this is always set against the non-savings income first. Savings income can include bank interest, interest from OEICs and general investment accounts, and international bond gains. Even though UK bond gains are treated as savings income, as they carry the 20% tax credit, in the order of taxation they sit at the top of all other income. Dividend income can include dividend payments from shareholdings or dividend distributions from OEICs and unit trusts. When considering savings income, a client can also use the starting rate savings band and the personal savings allowance, both of which are taxed at 0%. The starting rate savings band is currently 5,000 and the personal savings allowance is 1,000 for a basic rate taxpayer, 500 for a higher rate taxpayer, and zero for an additional rate taxpayer. Remember that the starting rate savings band is reduced by £1 for every £1 of non-savings income above the personal allowance. For example, if the personal allowance was £12,500 and the client had non-savings income of £14,500, the starting rate savings band would be reduced to £3,000. With regard to dividend income, since April 2018, the first 2,000 has been taxed at 0%. Remember that the starting rate savings band, personal savings allowance and dividend allowance are not bands, so all will use up some of the income tax bands. Let me explain. If the basic rate band is 37,500 and the client is entitled to the dividend allowance, then within the basic rate band you will have 2,000 taxed at 0%, with the remaining 35,500 being taxed at the appropriate base rate. The highest part of a client's income is UK bond gains and termination payments from employment. As I said earlier, UK bond gains are savings income, but because they carry a 20% basic rate tax credit, they are taxed at the highest part. When considering the taxation of a client's income, the personal allowance must first be used against the non-savings income. However, any unused personal allowance can be used against savings and dividend income in the most beneficial way for the client. For example, a client has pension income of £11,000, savings income of £4,000, an international bond gain of £2,000, and dividend income of £10,000. If the personal allowance was £12,500, then after using it against the £11,000 pension income, the unused amount would be £1,500. As the starting rate savings band and personal savings allowance would cover the savings income and international bond gain, it would be more beneficial for the £1,500 unused personal allowance to be used against the dividend income. This, together with the dividend allowance of £2,000, would mean that the taxable dividend income would be £6,500. That is, the £10,000 dividend income minus the £1,500 unused personal allowance minus the £2,000 dividend allowance. If the client had more savings income, say £7,000, it would be more beneficial to use the unused personal allowance against the savings income, as this is taxed currently at 20%, whereas dividend income within the basic rate band is taxed at 7.5%. If a client had capital gains exceeding the annual exempt amount, these sit on top of the client's taxable income to determine whether capital gains tax is chargeable, currently at 10% or 20%, or if you're looking at residential property, 18% or 28%. When determining whether the client is a basic or higher rate taxpayer for capital gains tax, the top sliced bond gain is used. But what is top slicing? This can be beneficial to clients that have bond gains. Top slicing relief allows chargeable gains to be divided by the complete number of years the bond has been in force, to recognise the fact that the chargeable gain has occurred over the whole period for which the bond was in force, and not merely in the tax year in which tax is to be assessed on the chargeable gain. Remember that top slicing reduces the tax payable and not the gain, so it is the whole gain that is used to calculate total taxable income for the year, and it is this that is used to establish entitlement to the allowances, child benefits and student loans. So if the client's income, including the whole bond gain, is over £100,000, for every £2 over the threshold, their personal allowance is reduced by £1. When undertaking a top slicing calculation, we recommend that you follow HMRC's 5 steps. Step 1, calculate the total taxable income for the year, taking into account all allowances. Step 2, calculate the total tax due on the gain and deduct basic rate tax. For this step, even international bond gains are treated as being taxed at the highest part of the client's income. Step 3, establish the top slice bond gain by dividing the gain by the complete number of years. Step 4, calculate the total tax due on the top slice gain. For gains arising on or after the 11th of March 2020, the personal allowance is recalculated using the client's total income and the top slice gain. Remember that it is only the personal allowance that is recalculated. The entitlement to the personal savings allowance is still based on the whole gain. Then you deduct basic rate tax. Multiply the result by the complete number of years to give the client's relieved liability. Step 5. Step 2 is minus step 4 to give the amount of the top slice relief due. More information on the 5-step process and how to calculate tax on a chargeable gain can be found in the ICANN Technical Services Team briefing note on our website. To recap, make sure that all available allowances are used in the most tax-efficient way. Remember that it is the whole gain that is used to establish entitlement to all the allowances, but when you are reconsidering top slicing in step 4, it is the top slice gain that is used to determine whether the personal allowance can be recalculated. If your client has a mixture of international and UK bond gains, then they are taxed at the highest part of income. So you need to consider what allowances might be lost by surrendering a mixture of UK and international bonds in the same tax year. And maybe consider surrendering one this tax year and one in the next. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for listening.